My guest for today is Ms. Jan Borzyniak, who is the 211 director at the United Way. Hi, Jan. How are you?
Hi. Thank you very much. I'm well.
What is 211?
211 is a very useful tool, I guess you could say. It's a service of United Way of Northeast Louisiana that offers, in a very easy way, with an easy-to-remember phone number, community connections. It's a convenient way to find out about many different kinds of services through one phone call or one text or one website to go to.
How does it help the elderly?
We connect elderly to many different kinds of services. For example, food. That's one thing that elders sometimes call about. They need extra food. So there might be connections to home-delivered meals or congregate meals or even food pantries that an elder could go to, or maybe a senior food box program. Sometimes there are health care needs like medical equipment loan closet that they need for a short period of time, prescription assistance, health screenings, for example. Those are things that we provide information to connect people to get the help that they need. Sometimes elders are looking for a way to get involved, to be around other people. 211 serves as a single way to find out about volunteer opportunities, which is a great way to meet people and to stay young and interact with others. Those are just a few of the ways that we might connect an elder to get or give help.
Do elders often call you about a crisis situation that they feel is a crisis?
It is common for us to get a call from a senior that is in a situation that they would consider a crisis. And I just want to make it very clear that we are not a crisis hotline in the terms of a suicide hotline, which is a lot of times what people think about a crisis hotline. So that's not what we do. Although if it were to that situation, we would definitely connect a person to a crisis counselor. Sometimes what might seem like a small thing to one person is a mountain to another, and that can be a crisis. And so through, I would say, the listening skills that we use and hopefully the empathy that we would offer, it can help in a situation that an elder might consider a crisis, as well as connecting to practical resources for help.
Jan, a lot of older folks want to stay independent as far as possible and for as long as possible. However, a lot of times people living by themselves need help and the family is not with them. In that case, how can you reach out to them?
Sometimes we get calls from relatives that are out of state, or sometimes even people here that have an elder relative in another state. And because 211 is part of a national network, we have information about 211s all over the United States, actually even in Canada and Puerto Rico. And so what we could do in those kinds of situations is put the person that calls in touch with the 211 in another part of the country.
So you are connecting them to services as well as to people, their own families.
Correct.
What else can 211 do for the older community as well as their families?
Sometimes elders call with situations related to housing. It can be that they cannot maintain their home anymore, and it can be very difficult to think about moving when you've lived at the same place for a long time, but sometimes those are options to be considered, and we may offer options of services that would address those kinds of needs. There are financial needs that sometimes elders have. For example, a utility bill. And there are some utility assistance programs that are specifically for senior citizens. So that might be a need that that a senior has. There may even be some things like consumer services, like where do I get an ID renewed or a copy of a birth certificate, or maybe it's a benefits question. It can be as simple as, how do I get in touch with the Social Security office? I don't know how to get in touch with them. What's the phone number? So it can be as simple as giving a brief bit of information about a service.
Do you ever find yourself in a situation where you're not able to connect them to a service?
Yeah, that does happen. And it's not a very good feeling, but and I wish that every single contact to 211 would result in a very positive connection, but sometimes people have needs and there just isn't a resource in our community to address that need. So it is difficult to relay that news, but just the fact that we've listened in a very caring way can help the person. And another part of that is that the information that we have about that unmet need can be very useful in community planning for services. For us to have that data that so many people called about this particular thing and it doesn't exist might even lead to the development of a new resource in the community.
Do you ever have to deal with elder abuse and neglect?
We do. And it can be a neighbor calling on behalf of an elder. It can be someone in the home. We do put those people in touch with the protective services to deal with that, and we do report it as well.
Jen, thank you so much for being here. My guest for today was Ms. Jen Wozniak, who is the 211 Director at United Way.